From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. This is Meet the Neighbors. I'm Anne-Marie Awad. I want to introduce you to somebody.
My name is Carlos Roldan, and I am a full-time tennis coach.
Carlos came to Baton Rouge from Argentina more than 10 years ago. He started playing tennis at the age of 9 and started competing by age 13. By the time he was 18, he was competing semi-pro and coaching on the side, which took away from his training time. But he loved to coach so much that he decided to stop competing and coach full-time. In 1998, after coaching for many years, it turned out he had something new to learn.
By accident, I received a flyer of something called wheelchair tennis that I've never seen before, even though I played tennis all my life, never seen before. So I approached the person that gave me the flyer, and that's how it started. I went there one time and see their practice and I really was impressed what they do and how they do it. And the coach told me, would you be interested in coaching some players? And I said, well, absolutely, but I don't know much about this. But he told me, if you know how to coach tennis, you can start. And that's how it started.
Now Carlos teaches wheelchair tennis every Saturday at Brex Highland Park. He's also helped kickstart similar programs elsewhere in the state. He teaches beginners, intermediate, and advanced with students as young as 6 and as old as 65.
Good. Move, move, turn. The other way. You see? Look, Garrett, look. This is what we're working on.
Basically, it's the same game. We just need to adjust to the disability of every of your clients or players or trying to help them out to take the best out of their disability in favor of the sport.
Do it again. Just finish that swing all the way. In or out, I want to see a swing. Come on.
I take pride of my players. I think I call them my players because I think that they are kind of part of my life. I always see them as athletes. I don't give them any privileges. I don't do anything for them. I just show them what they need to do, and they need to go with it. I don't try to babysit them, per se.
That's what I like about practicing with wind. This is one of the only things I cannot create an environment for. So when the wind blows, it's the best practice, because you got to figure out how to go to the side, if it's coming across, if it's coming from behind. Clearly, it's coming across today.
One of the players that I work with for many years, his name is Shane Terrio. He was from Lafayette, and we have a chance to meet each other in a clinic that I gave to get a program started there. And after that, we became friends. He worked really hard. He became one of my players, and from the area, he became number 100 in the world.
Go, go, go. Nice. It's better. It's better. Not great yet, but better. Last four balls.
My very first wheelchair tennis student was, his name was Landon Meyer. He was a Smiley Anders' grandson. And I didn't know that. I didn't know who Smiley Anders was. He came for the first time to a tennis lesson. He never knew he can play wheelchair tennis. And, you know, we started playing tennis. And the following week, he showed up with sunglasses, which was very unusual for me at this. So I look at him and said, Landon, what's going on with you? He said, what do you mean? I said, you're wearing sunglasses. He said, I'm wearing sunglasses like you. I'm a tennis player now.
Okay, let's pick up all the ball.
Getting to know Carlos Roldan, wheelchair tennis coach at Brex Highland Park. This has been Meet the Neighbors. Tell us who you think we should meet next. Email us at news@wrkf.org or go to meettheneighbors.wrkf.org.